We're back in studio with the president of Michigan United Conservation Clubs, MUCC, George Lindquist, with us today, and I appreciate more of your time.
Glad to be here, Adam.
Well, I wish he was under different circumstances, but, you know, I had a conversation over the phone and thought it would be a good idea. You know, you kind of carved out this time for us today, and I appreciate that. In the wake of House Bill 4687, which would not only lift the baiting ban downstate, but also changed it as well. And maybe you could talk about that before we get into some comparisons to the road we're headed down with Wisconsin.
Yeah, so what this did was lifted the baiting ban downstate and the one up here. It's not law, not yet, hey? But this is what the House had passed. So it's to, you know, lift that and actually increase the amount of bait you could put out to like 5 gallons. There's a couple other things that it gets rid of all antler restrictions in any CWD area. So that means your combo tag, you can shoot any deer, essentially. There's no restricted 4 on a side. There's no 3-inch restriction because that is a restriction. So basically, it's brown, it's down. And I don't agree with that at all. I don't think it's the right way to go. Any of these areas, the general consensus is, and you have to look at what the components of the deer herd are. Nowhere in the state do we have bucks that are anywhere near the age of what our does are. And you look at the doe herd anywhere in the state, and they are much older animals, much higher numbers. The older the animal is, the more likely they are to get or spread CWD. You know, we're pretty darn efficient at taking bucks any way you look at it.
We're talking with the president of Michigan United Conservation Clubs, George Lindquist, in studio. So if I understand this correctly, the real issue in your mind isn't necessarily just the idea that you believe the opinions on the other side of this issue trying to get this baiting ban relieved. It isn't just the science part of it. It's actually the precedent that this sets as well. Is that what you kind of are alluding to?
Well, that's almost more of an issue. You're right, because you know, when they disregard Proposal G and the Scientific Fish and Wildlife Act, that's just plain wrong. You know, I have real issues with that. To me, it's like no matter where you fall, whether you support the baiting ban downstate or not, you really ought to be up in arms on this, because what it does, it opens the door for HSUS or any legislator from Detroit, Ann Arbor, anywhere downstate can come up with something that, you know, next year we're losing this, the year after that we're losing that. You know, let's keep our wildlife managers in charge of managing our wildlife and not make this all a political issue like they did in Wisconsin.
Tell us about the comparison there a little bit, if you would.
Well, Wisconsin had plans. They tried to do some things, and then it became political. The legislature kind of took over and stopped anything that they were trying to do. And if you look at Wisconsin, they are like the poster child of what not to do with CWD and wildlife management in this area. So, you know, when I went to this symposium a couple years back, even the people from Wisconsin were just saying the same thing as don't do what we did. Hmm. And here we are following right in their footsteps. How's it worked out for them? They have areas that have like 40 to 50% of their deer have CWD. And what are they doing to eradicate it? Not happening.
So from the other side of this issue, and I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here to help understand what's really going on. There are people that say there is no science behind the idea of a baiting ban, that a deer can go munch on an apple under a tree. What's the difference between that and a pile of apples in front of your tree stand?
Well, Adam, as you know, I've said before that we can't control everything a deer does. We can't control them from rubbing noses, eating off the same branch, same apple, whatever. We can only control what we can control. And we can control putting piles of bait in the same spot every day or every week or every month, year after year, and it just becomes this like cesspool type thing for growing bacteria for, you know, carrying disease. So, you know, that's one thing we can control. Will it end CWD? No, nobody really said it would. But it's something we can do to help slow the spread. You know, there's not a lot of options out there what we can do. This is one thing we can.
President of MUCC, George Lindquist, I appreciate you coming in on such short notice and talking about House Bill 4687. And you definitely have given me some things to ponder and think about, and hopefully other folks as well. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Adam. This is really important stuff, and it's very, very frustrating to see this sort of thing happening here in Michigan.
Thank you very much, George.
Thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.